In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is part two of Louisa on the Mediatrix of the Divine Will on page 12. The middle of the page, you must know, and you must know is what Jesus tells us. He always says you have to understand this, you must know this, and he always talks about Louisa. When you read the You Must Know book, it helps us to put everything in perspective. The one, the only human born of original sin that possesses the fullness of the divine will is Louisa Picaretta. And I know a lot of people say that they're living in the divine will, but when you read what we're going to read today, it clearly shows us that what God has given to Louisa, he has not given to us yet. Now we desire the divine will, and that's the first step. Jesus says it's you want this, and God wants us to have this. This is why we want it. But to have the fullness of it, if you read the three appeals, the first one who will have the fullness of this gift next to Louisa will be the Holy Father. It's very, very clear that what our God wants us to possess is this abundant life. So we highlight and underline, you must know, because this is the command of Jesus. You have to understand this. To understand correctly the divine will, you have to know this. So what does he say? He always says, you must know that the one, that's Louisa. Louisa is the one who does and lives in the divine will, enters into it as queen. Now that's a small Q, queen. Our Lady is mother and queen of heaven and earth. Yet, what happens as you enter into the divine will, you begin to possess the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is we are like her son. We are like her. She reflects the Sacred Heart of Jesus with her Immaculate Heart. And what Jesus wants us to understand is this Eucharistic reign of Jesus that's going to occur is we, as Jesus says to St. Faustina and explains to Louisa, we will become living hosts. That Eucharistic reign of Jesus is God dwelling within, image and likeness. So Jesus says, you must know this, you must understand this, that the one who does the divine will and lives in the divine will enters into it as queen. And as such, Louisa comes before us, quartered by all our divine works. So when you see Louisa, she's quartered. All the divine works of God are around her, are within her and without around her. Now that's what God wants for us. And this is why he asks us to be linked to Louisa. She possesses this gift. She is the first human born of original sin that possesses this gift. So when we say we come before God quartered by all of God's divine works, we really have to be honest. Each and every one of us has to go to confession each week. Each one of us kneels in front of the priest and says, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I am sorry. I don't want to continue to live this life of the miserable human will. I use my free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will. I mean, if we're really honest with ourselves, the only thing we're good at is sinning. With worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And what Jesus says to us is, you have to understand. He says to Louisa, the greatest thing I can give to a creature is that they know who they are and they know who I am. So who are we? We're the children of God, yet we're in the fallen state still. And we need the sacraments. We need the sacramentals of the church. We need to make confession part of our life, continuously part of our life. And it's important for us to recognize that truth, that God alone is holy, God alone is good, God alone is perfect, God alone. And we have been created to be one with God. So this creation that we're in, and the fallen nature that we have possessed since Adam, God is ready now to sanctify us. This is the whole reason for the Book of Heaven. It shows you the how and the why it's going to be done. So God looks at us, and he wants us to know this. He says, listen, Louisa, the one who lives in my divine world, enters into it as the little queen. And just as Louisa comes before us, she's courted by all our divine works. In fact, Jesus says, Louisa makes hers the conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do you see, since Our Lady is living in the divine will as mother and queen, Louisa makes the conception of the Blessed Mother her own. To be in her image, to be in God's image and likeness, to be in, to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So he says this. He says, and united herself with the Blessed Mother and with us, Triune God, Louisa gives us, Triune God, what we gave to the Blessed Mother. See, returning back to God what is God's. Our Lady did that. And to be in the, to possess the true life of Mary is to do what Mary does as well. The new Adam and the new Eve. This is the life that God is calling us to. Not just a virtue or two like the saints possessed, but the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And so we have to look at this as God's greatest gift. And what, listen to this, united herself with the Blessed Mother and with us, Triune God, Louisa gives us, Triune God, what we, Triune God, gave to the Blessed Mother and what our Blessed Mother gave to us. And then we, Triune God, feel ourselves given back the divine love, the divine glory, the immense seas with which we gifted the Blessed Virgin Mary. And moving all her acts again, as if Our Lady were repeating them in act for us, Triune God. When we do our rounds, you know, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. It's Jesus that's doing it. And it's the same thing. The new Adam and now the new Eve, Mary, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. As Jesus tells Louisa, when I say me, Jesus says, when I say I, he says, it is always one with the Blessed Mother. We are one, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. God is asking us, would you be willing to let go of the human and embrace the divine? This is what is said every day at Holy Mass when the priest puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Listen to those words. May we share in the divinity of Christ. It's not his holy humanity. That's what the saints possessed. That's why Jesus tells us that true resurrection is to begin to live this divine will. True resurrection is that. So what the Lord is looking, he says, at us, he's saying, this, my saints followed my holy humanity. He says, which is the seed of us living in the divine will. And the resurrection is what is now given to us at this time before we die. True resurrection, he said, is living in the divine will. As you read, as you study, as you put into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa, little by little, step by step, you begin to live in the divine will as God is asking. But the fullness of the divine will come at a later time. Okay? Our Lord is really offering this to us. So he says this. He says, what Louisa gives to us is what we gave to the Blessed Mother. It's the same divine life, the divine will, which Our Lady gave to us. And we, Triune God, feel ourselves given back again the divine love, the divine glory, the immense seas which we gifted the Blessed Virgin Mary. So you enter into this family. You enter into this family of that Louisa participates in. And he says, moving all of Our Lady's acts again as if Our Lady were repeating them in act for us. So every heartbeat, every breath, God looks at us and he says, I see Jesus in you. The Father looks at us and says, I see Jesus in you. I see Mary in you. I see the new Adam and the new Eve. As if Jesus and Mary were giving this gift back to me. As perfect humans. Glorified humans. Do you see what's coming? It's a new era. And this new era is so beautiful. It's heaven on earth. When we pray, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, we are that earth. We are that dust. God breathed into the dust his image and likeness, and what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God, Adam. And now Jesus and Mary they live this abundant life, and the firstborn, the newborn of this divine life is Louisa. And now Jesus says that through Louisa, being linked to Louisa, we also can possess this gift. Don't leave Louisa in the dark. Always call in Louisa. Always go to Louisa. Always plead with Louisa. You're asking her, you know, basically, I want to live this life that Jesus and Mary have given to you. I want to enter into this abundant life. I want to let go of all that is human to embrace the divine. I want what you want, Lord. This is why you created man. You created man in your image and likeness, and through the original sin, man, Adam, lost this. And now, through Jesus and Mary coming to earth, and Jesus redeeming us, and Our Lady co-redeeming with Christ, now the new Adam and the new Eve are here. Everything is focused on this new life, this abundant life of Jesus, this new life, this abundant life of Mary. They're the only two in heaven in the glorified state. The only two, one is the Son of God, one is the Mother of God. And now this life is God wants to give to us. So Jesus says this, the soul in our most holy divine will places the divine will in the condition of letting her act as repeater of the divine will works. And while the soul, this is Louisa, repeats the divine works of God, it gifts to Louisa this life who has given the divine will the occasion to what? To repeat Jesus' life, repeat Mary's life. Again, the saints repeated Jesus and Mary's life by a virtue or two. You know, it's again, that's holy and saintly and good. But it's not divine. To enter into that divine is to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And God has saved the best for last. Do you think he wants us to live like this forever? No. That's why he gave us the one prayer. May your kingdom come on earth in me, the dirt that I am. May you breathe into me, this dust, the image and likeness of God again. And Jesus says, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to show you how I'm going to do this. And I'm going to show you why I'm going to do this by giving us the book of heaven. He said, if Adam didn't fail, God would have given him the book of heaven. But Adam failed. So he said he couldn't understand these words. And that's why a lot of times too, when you're talking to somebody new who hasn't heard about Luis or the divine will, some of them find it confusing. Why? Because the divine will is technicolor. Okay, what the saints taught us was like black and white with a lot of gray. The divine will is three-dimensional. What we have learned from the saints is a two-dimensional, black and white. It's like a photograph, a black and white photograph. Where in the divine will, it's three-dimensional and in technicolor. And a lot of good and holy people, when you talk to them about the divine will, they say, no. There's no such thing as red. There's no such thing as yellow. There's no such thing as blue. It's gray. It's this color gray. It's this shade of gray. It's this tone of gray. And as they begin to read, they begin, wow, all my life, I thought I knew everything. I knew the saints. I loved the saints. What Jesus is telling Luisa, it's a new language. It's a new color. It's three-dimensional. And again, it takes great humility to say, okay, Lord, you know, show me how this is to be done. And what does God do? He points us to the one who lives in the divine will, Luisa Picaretta. And he always says, you must know this. This is what I gave to Luisa. This is what I want to give to you. But Jesus says, I have to see Luisa in you. So he says this. And since Luisa is incapable of giving us, Triune God, everything in one act, what is formed in one single act by us, Triune God, the prime act of God, her littleness basically spaces out in our divine will. And Luisa takes one of our works and now another. This is why we breathe. We don't just breathe once. We breathe. We breathe in this divine will. We breathe out back to God, his divine will. We give back to God what is God's. Our heart beats and the blood pumps into our heart. We take in the divine will and our heart pumps out the blood. It's to give back to God this divine will. We take one step and then another. One step and then another. The waves come in and the waves go out. The waves come in and the waves go out. Our Lord really, really loves us. And sometimes it's surprising if you, for the first time, saw the ocean come in, the tide come in, and you didn't know that it goes back out, you would become terrified. All of a sudden, the water's coming in, and the water's coming in, and the water's coming in, and you're going to go, we're all going to drown. And then what happens? The water goes out, the water goes out, the water goes out. It's the same thing if you, the first time you recognize a day, the sunlight comes, and then the sunlight goes down, and all of a sudden it's dark. You'd say, oh my goodness, we're in darkness now forever. See, everything has its rhythm. See, that's the divine will. And God created us so that we could, like, be born again and again and again. That's what he says to Luisa. It's not just to be, I'm born again. No. Jesus says, I want to see every act, every thought, every word being brought back to life again and again and again. And he says what he does is he multiplies it. I think about the fruit on a tree. You know, you have spring and the flowers come on the trees, the fruit trees, and then what happens? Then you have the fruit on the trees. And then the fall comes and the fruit comes off the tree and it's filled with seeds. For what? For more trees, for more fruit. That's why God said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply with every thought, every word, every deed. It's not just children. It's for everything that you think, say, and do. So the Lord says, I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to give to you in writing what I want you to do, how I want you to live. And that's the book of heaven. So what does he do? He takes this little one, Luisa Picaretta, and at 17 years old, he says, go to bed and stay there. And then he says to her, stop eating, stop drinking, stop sleeping. He says, what I'm giving to you is going to change the face of the earth. This book, he says, this book of heaven will be a new light and life for the church and for the world. You can see that with what's going on in the church and the world. Why is everything happening? You know, with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, with our country, with our nation, with the world, the church, is the kingdom is coming. God's wrapping everything up. And he's saying basically to us, I want to give you this gift. Do you want it? Our Lady said that to Bruno in 1947. April 12th, 1947. Time has now come to an end. Now, that's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era. The end of the era that Lucifer has run. The prince of this earth. See, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father, which God gave to Luisa to do, when this happens, the devil who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. This is what's happening. So Jesus says, and with the dominion that our divine will gives to Luisa, Luisa descends in the incarnation of the Word, Jesus. See, remember what Jesus taught us, what Our Lady taught us. At the incarnation, all of us were conceived with Christ. We are born in Christ. That's why Christmas is so important. This is why the church gives us the Christmas season. It gives us the Lenten season. Gives us the Easter season. To prepare us. Advent, to prepare us for this. To remember that we belong to Christ. We belong to God. We were purchased by His precious blood. He shed every drop of His precious blood. What? To redeem us. Why? So that He can sanctify us. And He's predestined us to be alive at this time to give us this gift. He's predestined us to be living at this time where heaven and earth are meeting. Heaven and earth are going to kiss. This new beginning for mankind is right around the corner. And if you can't see it, you know, God's going to show you. It's very clear. You look at Father Gobi. What did Our Lady tell him in 1997? She said, everything is now completed. It's all here in this book. What did Our Lady say at Akita? If you don't repent, you know, it's fire from heaven. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah. But it will be worldwide. What is our Lady saying in almost all of her apparitions? Get ready for the return of my Son. Jesus is coming back. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Why are we alive? I tell the children this. Why are we alive? We're alive to become holy, saintly, good. This is what God wants. We're going to be with God for all eternity. Our time on earth is very short, very, very short. And what he's asking of us is he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He really is. He's chosen us to be alive at this time. All the people in the history of the church, all the great saints of old, of the Old Testament, did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. This is a whole new beginning. Read, study, put this into practice. Don't read a page and say, well, I've read this before, or a page and I disagree with this. That's foolishness. Read it. Study it. Go through all 36 volumes. And then prove to anyone who's read the 36 volumes that this is not of God. You won't be able to. Read the 36 volumes. And the next time you read the 36 volumes, it's more beautiful than the first. And the next time you read the 36 volumes, it's even more beautiful than the first. It's a new beginning that's coming. A brand new beginning that's coming. And he has asked us to be the ones to work with Louisa to have this accomplished. God says it's a divine decree. Like creation was a divine decree. The first fiat lux, let there be light. The second fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, the incarnation took place. Redemption was at hand. And now the third fiat, the fiat voluntas tua, he gave to Louisa and to us. And he says, I've got so much for you. More than you could ever, ever imagine. For all eternity, he says, he's going to, fill the fold of our garment to overflowing. He loves us so much. He loves mankind so much. And he saved the best for last. And we are the last. So Jesus says this, with the dominion that our divine will gives to Louisa, Louisa descends in the incarnation of the Word. We also descend in the incarnation of the Word with Jesus. We're conceived in the womb with Jesus. Read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Read it. Unbelievable what our God is going to give to us, what our God has planned for us, what our God wants for us. But we have a free will. We can choose to do what we want. We can choose to go to hell. But if we use our free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will, it's heaven. You really begin to live heaven on earth before you die. Jesus says, and oh, how beautiful it is in seeing Louisa invested by God's divine love, Jesus' divine love, imperiled with Jesus' tears, adorned with Jesus' wounds, possessor of Jesus' prayers. Let's put our name in there. And listen to this. And with dominion that our divine will gives to Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Descent into the incarnation of the Word. And oh, how beautiful it is to see Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa invested by Jesus' divine love, imperled with Jesus' tears, adorned with Jesus' wounds, possessor of Jesus' prayers. That's for us. This is why the command prayer is so important. We pray every prayer that you pray, say it. Lord, take my prayer and make it your command. Pray with such confidence, such trust, such hope, such certitude that you are confident that your prayer is going to be answered. Because that's what Scripture says. Pray, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. When you pray, always thank God. When you do the, like, it's the 54-day Rosario Novena. You pray 27 days of asking, and you pray 27 days of thanksgiving. It's confidence in God. That's why this, the Rosary Novena, is so powerful. Now, when you begin to pray with the prayers of Jesus, watch what happens. See, the miracles that are going to come through Luisa are going to astonish the world. Prodigies, Jesus said, that are unheard of are going to happen because of Luisa. You know, Peter walked on the water because of his confidence in Christ. He said, if you are the Messiah, he sees Jesus walking on the water, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. Take my prayer and make it your command, he says to Jesus. Jesus says, come. Peter walked on the water. Humans cannot walk on the water. Only the divine can. He was showing Peter, you don't know what I've got planned for you. I've got such things planned for you that it's going to astonish you. And Peter walks 20 feet and then begins to sink. Jesus didn't say, great job, you walked 20 feet. He says, why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where is your faith? You see what Jesus is showing us? It's with Philip. He says, do you have any food? And Philip says, not even with 200 days' wages can we feed this crowd. And Jesus looks at him and goes, what? How long do I have to be around you? Let me show you. How much? Give me some bread. Give me some fish. Feeds the 5,000. God loves us very much. He's got great things planned. Do not limit God by your doubt, by your worry, by your fear, by your anxiety, by your complaints, by your negativity. You got to stop it. To live in the divine will is total confidence in God. Whether you see what you've prayed for or not, your confidence is in Him and Him alone. He is holy. God is holy. That's how Luisa lived. Luisa, she lived focused on Jesus. You remember when Jesus says, what do you want? She goes, I only want you. What do you need? I only need you. Do we pray like that? Do we want to be drawn so close to Jesus and Mary that we want nothing else? A lot of times we're here on earth, we look at our finances, we look at our health, we look at our friends, we look at, you know, all that is around us, and we get upset. Jesus, I trust in you. What did Jesus tell Saint Faustina? He says, the final devotion that I'm giving to my church before I return is divine mercy. Thank God for Pope Saint John Paul II. He gave us divine mercy in the year 2000. He wanted us to begin the third millennium with total trust and confidence in God. Total trust and confidence in God. And what's coming is going to be really tough. And if we don't have complete confidence in God, you're not going to make it. You can't make it. You will not be able to make it. It's the peace, the joy, the happiness is knowing that our loving Creator is with us. That He reigns inside of us and outside of us. God's got great plans for His children. Great plans for His children. But He needs us to cooperate. Possessor of His prayers. All the works of the Word, Jesus, surround Luisa inside and out. Look at that right there. And what is more, convert for Luisa into divine joys, into divine beatitude, into divine strength, and with the inseparability of her Jesus. See, it's not us. It's not us at all. It's Jesus. All the works of Jesus surround Louisa inside and out of sight of her. Is that happening to us? And what is more, convert for Louisa and souls linked to Louisa, divine joys. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy that your joy may be complete. Into beatitude, into divine strength, divine beatitude, the inseparability with Jesus. Inseparability with Jesus. Fused with Jesus. That's the inseparability. That's the first thing you do in the divine will. I want to fuse myself in the divine will. Never to be separated from it. Two pieces of metal welded together. In a sacred temple that Jesus has in her heart. Is Jesus in our hearts? Is that his sacred temple in our heart? Have we consecrated our hearts to Jesus? Have we made our hearts Jesus' throne? When we pray, when we receive Holy Communion, do we go into the Holy of Holies of our soul alone with Jesus and Mary? And Louisa, if you wish. And your Holy Guardian Angel, but nobody else. Adoring God. Your Holy Guardian Angel will teach you how to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God. In order to make Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa the repeater of his life, of Jesus' life. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, walk in my walking. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Everything that you think, say, and do, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of it. Then who's in your family? Who begins to heal your family? It's Jesus in you. Jesus is in you. And so who is looking at the members of your family? It's Jesus in your gazing. Who's listening to the members of your family? It's Jesus listening and you're listening. Who's touching everyone in your family? It's the hand of Jesus. That's the healing hand of Jesus. You see why the kingdom's coming? It'll be all these little Jesuses all around. Jesus in you walking into a hospital. Who will stay in bed in that hospital if Jesus walks in? Who? No one. And you tell me that you're living in the divine will? Remember the baby that was put in Louisa's arms, that dead baby. And the woman collapses to the floor, crying, weeping. What does she say to the woman? Feed him. He's hungry. And you say, you're living in the divine will? I don't think so. When the divine will reigns, watch what's going to happen in every soul. Because Jesus will be there. Mary will be there. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which is found only now in Louisa. Oh, what a moving scenes Louisa makes before God. Can you put your name there? But God wants that. God wants that. But we don't love him the way Louisa loves him yet. We don't know him the way Louisa knows him yet. But it's going to happen. Keep on reading. Keep on studying. Keep on putting this into practice. Watch what God is going to do. He's going to say the same thing. What moving scenes you make for God. Do you see what God's got planned? It's not just to be about good and holy and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity. With Jesus in her heart, she prays. With Jesus in her heart, she suffers. With Jesus in her heart, she loves together with Jesus. You're not alone anymore. You're not doing anything by yourself. It's always with Jesus. That's the word, reason the word I, me, and mine, and my has to go. It's Jesus. What are we going to do today? Jesus, let's brush our teeth together. Jesus, let's dance. Jesus, let's sing together. Do you see what God's calling us to? In intimacy with God. Image and likeness of God. And in her infantile littleness, Louisa says, and we with Louisa says, I possess Jesus. When things get difficult, say that, I possess Jesus. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the monstrance, I possess Jesus. I see you, Jesus, and you see me. We are one. I possess you. You possess me. See, this intimacy with Jesus is not just to have a personal relationship with Christ. It's to have an intimacy with God. Oneness with God. Fused with God. Fused with His holy divine will. I possess you, Jesus. You possess me, Jesus. So what God is looking for is He's looking for that confidence. You see why when Louisa didn't see Jesus, she was dying. She was dying. Why? She didn't have life. She says, I feel like I'm dead. Jesus, come back. Do we have that longing for Jesus? That's what it means to live in the divine will. Until we understand the suffering that Louisa went through with her privations of Jesus, we're not even close. She loved Jesus so much that she couldn't live without Him. He dominates me, and I dominate God. Do you see what's happening? God is so humble that He wants to be dominated. He's so loving that He wants to dominate us. He wants to give us divinity. He is poor and suffering because being glorious, Jesus cannot have them. And I supply Jesus with what Jesus does not have. And Jesus supplies me what is lacking in me. I possess Jesus. He possesses me. Write that on your mirror. It's very important that we enter into this life. It's got to be continuous. Every heartbeat, every breath. This is what God is waiting for. So Jesus ends with, in fact, in our most holy divine will, the creature, Louisa, is the true queen. Image and likeness of God. Everything is Louisa's. And Louisa makes us trying God such surprises with our divine works that it enraptures us triune gods. And Louisa forms our divine happiness. And that Louisa can give to us triune God what is ours in our most holy divine will. Louisa can give back to God what is God's. Do you see why God wants us to possess this? This is phenomenal. What our God is asking of us is to begin to live this life, this abundant life that He gave to Louisa. It's the life that He gave to the Blessed Mother. Do you see what God is looking for? He's looking for souls that who want what God wants. And you look at the Blessed Mother, how much she loved Jesus. Jesus says, I want you to love me in the same way. How much she cared for Jesus. I want you to care for me in the same way. Because Jesus says to us, I want to give you what I gave to my mother. I want to give to you what I gave to Louisa. I want to give to you this divine life, this abundant life, this gift of the divine will, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. Your whole life will change. It cannot stay the same once you start reading the Book of Heaven. It can't stay the same. And I can guarantee you, if you read with faith, if you read with hope, if you read with love, what's going to happen is you can never be the same anymore. You're going to begin to live the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. This is what God has planned from the beginning for each and every one of us. But He will not stand in our way. If we want to worry, fear, be anxious, complaining, be negative, He says, so be it. I have to give you what you want. But if we say, I want to live in the divine will, one with Louisa, I want to know everything that you taught Louisa, I want to put into practice everything that you've shown Louisa, the truths, God says, good, I will give you that. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.